You know she's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you. You know you're going to spend the rest of your lives together. And you know you want her to have something as special as she is to show her how much you care. And you know she deserves nothing less than an Abbott Taylor custom-designed diamond engagement ring. Spectacular styles that will be hers alone, that will make her eyes sparkle every time she looks at it. You know only an original diamond engagement ring designed by Abbott Taylor Jewelers will do. Beautiful diamond designs, fabulous certified diamonds with 100% trade-up guaranteed from Tucson's premier jewelry designer for over 35 years, Abbott Taylor Jewelers. You just don't have to tell her it was also the best diamond deal in town. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on the web at atdiamonds.com, and don't forget to friend us on Facebook. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Welcome back to our final segment on Circles of Change, and there's no greater pleasure as a way for me to express my gratitude and thanks to those who allow me to be on the air than to have one of my finest and longest standing sponsors, Abbott Taylor from Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Welcome to Circles of Change again, Abbott.
Hi.
This is the third time. It's a trifecta. That's great. Well, let me introduce Abbott for those of you who don't know, one of our favorite sons here for Tucson. I'll say, go west, young man. That was the calling for Abbott as an aspiring musician and university-trained physics, philosophy, and fine arts student. He and his wife, they were expecting their first child at the time. They were en route from the East Coast to California to start life there in a remodeled bread truck, complete with a piano in the back and a water tank on top. But Tucson became their permanent stop along the way. Abbott responded to a newspaper ad for a goldsmith's apprentice, and now here we are. Congratulations. 40 years later, he's the genius that continues to be behind one of Tucson's finest custom-designed jewelry stores, carrying his name, of course, Abbott Taylor Jewelers. And over these years, Abbott has discovered that not only he could create intricate pieces of jewelry to rival any major jewelry house in the country, but rather he could also have an expertise and excellent talent for designing original, truly, pieces of art. And rather than always follow the current trends in the industry, he's one that continues to take his inspiration from such diverse sources as art, dance, music, poetry, and nature. Abbott's intuitive sense for the structure of jewelry and expanding hand craftsmanship techniques and experimentation have produced truly pieces not seen elsewhere in the world of jewelry. In fact, that's coupled with his use of technology, which Abbott knows, my being the engineer that I am, I'm always overlooking his shoulder in the shop when I do go and visit. Abbott believes truly if you can imagine a piece, that he can make it. And the same goes for his approach to growing and changing his business, which we'll hear about today, being open to new approaches and perspectives. And, oh, by the way, he's also a very talented and active jazz musician, philanthropist, husband, father, and grandfather. His site, atdiamonds.com. So, again, welcome to the show. Go West, young man. We're glad you're here.
Wow, that's so humbling. Oh, my gosh.
Did I do all that stuff? Well, I just have this picture of that bread truck coming across the country and saying, okay, this is where we're stopping.
Well, it wasn't quite that easy. I ran out of gas and ran out of money. It was not much of a choice at that point. But I grew to love Tucson. It's so much fun. And it was a wonderful, wonderful place to land to grab a hold of my creative side and let it flourish, because I could not have done what I did here in New York or in LA.
Because there isn't enough of that free spirit that allowed.
Well, there are very, very strict rules in New York and some in LA too about apprenticing and the whole journeyman trade of becoming a jeweler. If I had gone to New York and started my trade there, I would have probably been focused into one thing and one thing only. I could have been a diamond setter, but not a wax carver. I could be a designer, but not a polisher. I couldn't make a finished piece of jewelry because they wouldn't allow it. You have to pick your direction and take it there. So here, I can do everything. There's no restrictions. It's wide open. And fortunately, I've had a wonderful history of making and designing pieces that people have actually enjoyed and liked and paid for. And so, you know, it's become a wonderful place to learn, grow, design, and earn a living at while being able to enjoy my family much more so than if I had been in the city.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic. Yeah. The The fact that you're also a jazz musician. So this isn't
well, jazz
just
is
about...
a lofty term for what I play. I'm strongly influenced by jazz, and I love jazz, but a jazz musician would not call me one.
I see. Okay.
No. I'm a funky, bluesy, jazzy rock
there
and roller.
Go. All right.
But
every bit as diverse in your music as you are with your approach to your jewelry, then.
Yeah, and some people who are rock and rollers look at me and go, "What the heck is this guy playing?"
Which you probably take great delight in.
I do.
Because then you
I
can
love it.
Also be multifaceted
sure.
in how you approach your music with the circle of friends you've acquired over the years that you guys have been playing a long time
yeah.
together.
Well, because we're talking about music, let me talk about the Zambian Children's CD.
Since we can, because we've
yes.
just had Kathy on the show,
okay,
of course.
So for years, I've been doing everything that I can on a regular basis to contribute to many different, you know, organizations, nonprofits. The Angel Charity, the Heartball, the Boys and Girls Club, you know, Cystic Fibrosis.
Sure, very active
all
in
of
community.
Them. And one of them that it just really struck a chord with me was the Zambian Children's Fund. And, it, you know, it's not a flashy organization. It's not one of the things that... there are no big events that happen that you dress up in black tie for. It's not that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a down-to-earth, wonderful way of contributing something that saves lives and helps these children live and grow.
Yeah. And so the idea that you started out then on a quest with your colleagues to create some music?
Well, yeah. With the help of Steve Grahams, who's a fabulous musician here in town, Steve and I worked together, but Steve did most of it, and got together all of our friends and musicians and asked if they would be willing to contribute their music to this CD. Well, within about a week, we had enough for 10 CDs. We had to figure out how to narrow it down to choices that could all fit on one CD. And every single person we went to said they would be glad to contribute.
Beautiful.
Now, these are musicians who, as you all know, just scrape by to earn a living. Most of these people have to work second jobs so they can play music. But they're professional musicians who right now earn less per hour than I did when I was 15 years old growing up playing in my first rock and roll band. I made more dollars in actual current value dollars than they could possibly earn now. As a matter of fact, I earned the same dollar amount then that they do earn now.
That's a telling sign.
In 1964 and 5 and 6. So it's a sad state of affairs. These are fabulous world-class musicians who live here in Tucson, struggling to get by, and they all, every single one of them, offered their music free of charge to donate every single bit, 100% of it, to the Zambian Children's Fund. So we put together 17 songs, thanks to Steve Grahams, and in the studios of Jim Brady Studios, we put together 17 songs, and I think there are a total of maybe 60 different musicians who contributed guitar, drums, bass,
sure.
vocals, writing, whatever, to put this CD together, and it's made up of the best names in music here in Tucson.
Isn't that fabulous? Well, I think we'd like to play the cut that's one of your favorites, and actually you wrote with the Children's Fund in mind, called Pray for the Children. We play that.
Children living in the city, walking down the street, blown away by the bullets from some useless creep. The shooter drives by laughing in his funky old car, gets a thrill from the drop, doesn't even know who they are. So I pray for the children. Why don't we pray for the children? the children, every little boy and girl all around. Children starved by politicians, sold by merchants in the street, fed, killed by death squads in jail just to keep some cities neat. How can we be so damned inhuman to these children on their knees? We're even worse off than our ancestors living in the trees. So I pray for the children. The children, every little boy and girl,
all around the world.
And so that was recorded a couple years ago, if I recall, mm-hmm. and a collection of musicians that you've worked with for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all of these musicians, except for a couple, play on many of the other songs. Let me just mention some of the names. I wish we could play the CD, but I understand the technical problems of not being able to play it. But Sabra Falk and her band, Nod Nottingham, Stephen George, Duncan Stitt, Grams and Krieger, Hurricane Carla Brownlee, Nancy McCallion, Juke Joint Johnny and the All-Stars, Brian Dean, Kyle Bronson, Bad News Blues Band, Heather Hardy and the Fluffingtons, with a lot of contribution from a great world-class keyboard player, Mr. Boogie Woogie.
Absolutely, right.
Who is from Holland, who won his fifth in a row, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, best jazz and blues keyboard player in Europe. Mr. Boogie Woogie is one of my favorite of his genre, fabulous musician. We have, there's too many people to mention.
I know, it's just a wonderful experience. And also to know that it came from the heart of everyone in connection with what we talked about.
One of the neat things about the CD is the song that you just played, Pray for the Children, of course, is a very heartfelt song about the children themselves and about the, you know, putting up, you know, some effort to help them. But the CD itself is not about that. It is a wide, wide range of styles and types, going mm-hmm. from old country western and bluegrass to funk and jazz and blues and hard rock and soft rock and dance music. And it is just a wide range of wonderful music, all of it on a world-class level.
Isn't
and it's
fun?
Donated specifically 100% to raise funds for the Zambian Children's Fund.
And how is it that our listeners are going to be able to get a copy of that then,
well,
in due time?
Unfortunately, I don't have the specific ways. We have not finished doing the cover and the artwork yet.
It's
still got to be completed. And we're going to announce a big opening at some point, hopefully very soon, but I'm not sure of the timetable. And we are going to have an event, and I don't have a date as well, but probably the beginning of February at the Fox Theater, and have a combination celebration for the Zambian Children's Fund and CD release party made up of all the musicians who play in it.
What a fabulous venue is all that. Something that Tucson does a great job with too, and to take advantage of being in our continually evolving downtown. Abbott, I would just say again, this is one of the disadvantages of radio, is our listeners can't take advantage of seeing the spark in your eye when you talk about this particular CD. But if our listener would note, I started us off on the track of thinking we were going to talk about jewelry, but oh no, wait, first, Zara, we need to talk about the CD and talk about the music and talk about the giving and gifting to others, which is really, you know, after 40 years, or in the midst of 40 years, for you to know the breadth of the contributions you want to make.
Oh, you know, I'm a sucker. And I donate. If somebody calls me up, if I can fit it in, I'll do it. This was something from the heart, though. And what was wonderful about this is it was a stampede of musicians.
Don't you love it? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. There was not a one no. So
I think I could also add, though, something we talk about on the show, too, though, when it comes to guiding change, leading change, being part of change, just as much as I said, just how you've evolved your business and the like. One of the real key factors for people in a leadership role is the extent to which they've built relationships with people and true social capital to make something happen. So I know you might blush at my suggesting this, but a good reason why those men and women responded with a yes, Evan, is because the phone call came from you. And that is the network that...
Most of it didn't come from me. I have to hand that to Steve Graham.
So that you and Steve and the team of you together, that's how we get a multiplying effect on affecting others, just like what Kathy has done with the partnership she's established to pull off the continued great work of the Zambian Children's Fund. Yeah. That's great. Well, the holiday season's coming up, so I don't want to slip by too much more time to not know that we need a little bit of a commercial about Abbott Taylor Jewelers and the opportunity to make some investments, men and women, for those you love and you want to gift to. So tell me, if I walked into the studio right now, what do you got on the, quote, drafting board, although I know is a computer?
First of all, we're in the midst of some of the biggest changes I've done in 40 years. Besides 8 years ago moving to our new location, we've done very, very little to change the format of our place and what we're doing. Right now, we are remodeling the entire interior, all new floors, all new wood and stuff like that.
Sure.
We are hopefully going to close out and implement a 100% solar power system for my building complex.
Terrific. That's great.
And we are changing by adding new growing machines, cutting machines, production machines, design machines, software. I'm going through now the stages that I thought I would be done with when I was in college, of learning new and very difficult things. So I'm in the midst of learning brand new software for design that's as difficult as, you know, organic chemistry or something in college. So that's wonderful. And it's also inspiring me to do a whole new range of new designs. So if you haven't been to Abbott Taylor Jewelers, and if you haven't been to there recently, it's going to be a complete different changeover from what it's been. And we have done and added a lot of new styles and designs, including whole new directions in sterling silver and less expensive gemstones. So we're doing stuff that we've never done before, and in a wide range of prices from $100 on up. And still we do some of the most important high-end design pieces in diamonds and precious stones ever to come out of the Southwest. We still produce almost everything we do by hand in Tucson, using 100% recycled materials only, because if you don't know about it and you haven't heard me say it, dirty gold is horrible, and we don't use any newly mined gold, which we call dirty gold, because it produces, for every ounce mined, it produces 20 tons of poisonous toxic waste per ounce. We don't use any newly mined gold whatsoever. We only use recycled materials, and we only use conflict-free diamonds and earth-friendly gemstones.
And so the conflict-free diamonds, you might want to explain what that is for listeners who aren't aware.
So for those of you who don't know, the conflict areas in Africa have been devastating to the populations around. Entire countries have been enslaved to produce diamonds and precious stones and metals. And we have avoided any purchases of anything from someone who is not involved with the Kimberley process. The Kimberley process, which is more of an accounting process than anything else, to keep track of the wholesale diamonds that come out of the mines, to make sure that none of them come from areas where that money is being used to support weapons or fighting or death squads.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And the nature of working with dirty gold, vis-a-vis your recycled gold, from the processing standpoint, you have opportunities with that reprocessed gold. Many times it brings out different lusters and the history that comes with it almost in your new way.
Well, you know, it's... We have it refined, so it's turned into 24-karat gold, and we add new alloys to that to make it to whether 14, 18, white, yellow, whatever combination. So a lot of the history of that gold is erased. However, if people want to use grandma's ring in actually making a new ring,
yeah,
we can do that. So the sentiment, the diamonds, the gold, the precious stones, the history can be just reformed in a new shape that I'll design for them.
That's right. So I said at the onset, this is your 40th year. And
oh God,
again,
I've been doing this that long.
Yes, you have, my friend. And yet you're sitting here speaking as if, you know, you're a man in his 20s who just got a new wave of financing to bring all this new technology and capability and continue to shift the way you're doing your craft. And
yeah,
so there's no plan for Abbott to go to the R word, meaning retirement, but rather continue this renaissance, both from your music and your art standpoint, I venture to say.
You know, I've been very fortunate to be doing something that I really actually love.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing it. I love designing. I love making. I love the look on a face of a person who's never seen this before, and they put a ring on for the first time, and their eyes just, it is unexpected that something that nice would be something they could afford when they went to the malls and they found 1,000 copies of the same piece. They came to me, and for less, I made something handmade here in Tucson with grandma's stones or whatever, and all of a sudden there's tears, there's laughter. It's a wonderful thing. And just being able to travel the design ideas in my brains,
mm-hmm,
which are, oh boy, my brains are another topic, but I love just drawing and designing. It's,
yeah,
it's a new growth, strength, excitement for me every day.
Every day. And I think tying that back to how fortuitous that you ran out of fuel here in,
yeah,
Tucson, because it's a place that's a vortex,
yeah,
that allows that creativity. We hear that from artists of all sorts
and
of formats.
I get
here
to play with all these musicians.
Yeah.
We play all the time. Every week I play with somebody. Chuck Goldschmidt has been my best musical buddy for all these years. We grew up together, but came together 10 years ago, and we've been playing together ever since. And it's wonderful playing with all these musicians, being able to create. Whatever I create in the jewelry studio transfers into a new direction in my music. And vice versa.
And vice versa.
They speak to each other through the vortex of your mind and communicate well.
And, you know, that's very well put, because I often see people who are in the midst of some sort of career organizational change and encourage them to go play something in the right brain side of your life, whether,
yeah,
it be music or poetry or reading or just being outdoors, that can help them circle that back.
Yeah.
So again, remind our listeners, the website, of course, is
atdiamonds.com.
That's right. And your location?
At 6383 East Grant Road. It's Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Let me design something for you. Come in, let me show you what I can do for
that's
you.
That's exactly right. And so that's not too far from the intersection of Grant and Tancredi in the northeast side of town.
Right across from the Mercedes-Benz dealership and right next to Gadabout Hair Salon.
You got it. Very good. Well, Abbott Taylor, thank you. And again, I couldn't help but close the segment by a tremendous amount of gratitude for what you do to sponsor our radio show. We wouldn't be here were it not for your commitment to us as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Zara.
Very good.
Children living in the city, walking down the street, blown away by the bullets from some useless creep. The shooter drives by laughing in his funky old car, gets a thrill from the drop, doesn't even know who they are. So I pray for the children. Why don't we pray for the children? Every little boy and girl all around the world. The children starved by politicians, sold by merchants in the street. They're killed by death squads in jail just to keep some cities neat. How can we be so damned inhuman to these children on their knees? We're even worse off than our ancestors living in the trees. So I pray for the children. Why don't we pray for the children? Every little boy
boy and girl
all around the world. In my face, looks me in the eye, says I'm presumptuous. He don't even try to lie, tells me he don't give a damn about these kids I speak, 'cause of their color or the country is politically weak. So I pray for the children.
Pray for the children.
Why don't we pray for the children? Every little boy and girl, you see their suffering faces on the TV every night. Your gut is screaming out that it just ain't right. So if it seems as wrong to you as it does to me, give a dollar, give a damn, shout it in the streets and pray for the children. Why don't we pray for the children, every little boy and girl
all around the world?
Why don't we tell all the children,
we tell all the children
that we care for them,
for them.
Have mercy on the children.
Mercy.
Pray for the children.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays 10 to noon right here on 104.1 The Truth. For pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom, Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.